Baucus's Raucous Caucus. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Obama appeared this week with health industry bigwigs proclaiming light at the end of the health care tunnel. Among those gathered were executives from HMO giants Kaiser Foundation Health Plan and Health Net Inc., and the health insurance lobbying group America's Health Insurance Plans. From the American Hospital Association and the American Medical Association, from medical device companies and from the pharmaceutical industry, including the president and CEO of Merck and former Congressmember Billy Towson, now president and CEO of Pharma, the massive industry lobbying group. They've pledged to voluntarily shave some $2 trillion off of U.S. healthcare costs over 10 years. But these groups, which are heavily invested in the U.S. healthcare status quo, have little incentive to actually make good on their promises. This is beginning to look like a replay of the failed 1993 healthcare reform efforts led by then First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton. Back then, the business interests took a hard line and waged a PR campaign headlined by a fictitious middle-class couple, Harry and Louise, who feared a government-run healthcare bureaucracy. Still absent from the debate are advocates for single-payer, often referred to as the Canadian-style healthcare. Single-payer healthcare is not socialized medicine. According to Physicians for a National Health Program, single-payer means the government pays for care that's delivered in the private, mostly not-for-profit sector. This is Dr. Margaret Flowers. She heads up the Maryland chapter of PNHP, Physicians for a National Health Program.
If we look at the doctor polls, we have a physician poll from 2 years ago where they used the American Medical Association database. Now, the AMA tends to be a fairly conservative group of physicians. They represent less than 30% of physicians nationwide, but they tend to be the more conservative. And out of that group, 59% favored a national health program. And if you looked at the primary care specialties like pediatrics, it was much higher in the 70s and 80s. So there's clearly support from the public and from physicians for single-payer health care. It's just Congress who's having a hard time coming around. And the reason we support it is that single-payer healthcare would create a national health system. We don't have a system right now. Everything is very fragmented and very confusing. It would create a single system where every person is included and it covers all medically necessary care. It frees doctors and patients to make medical decisions without interference from the insurance companies who are only trying to profit off of this situation and are making it very, very difficult to provide quality care in this country.
A February CBS News poll found 59% in the U.S. say the government should provide national health insurance. Yet at Senate Finance Committee hearings, chaired by Democratic Montana Senator Max Baucus, at a committee hearing with 15 industry speakers, not one represented the single-payer perspective. So a group of single-payer advocates, including doctors and lawyers, filled the hearing room and one by one interrupted the proceedings. This is Adam Schneider.
We need to have single-payer at the table. I have friends who have died, who don't have health care, whose health care did not withstand their personal health emergencies. It's only when the people that are living in the park and the people that are living on Park Avenue have the same health care that everybody will have high-quality health care. Single-payer now.
Senator Baucus gaveled for order.
We need more police.
The single-payer movement has taken his words as a rallying cry. At a hearing Tuesday, five more were arrested. They call themselves the Baucus 13. One of them, Kevin Zeese, recently summarized Baucus's career campaign contributions from the insurance industry: $1,170,313. Health professionals gave $1,016,276. Pharmaceuticals health products industry gave $734,605. Hospitals and nursing homes gave $541,891. Health services HMOs gave $439,700. That's almost $4 million from the very industries that have the most to gain or lose from health care reform. Another of the Baucus 13 is Russell McIver, co-founder of SinglePayerAction.org. He was the first to be arrested last week.
We have doctors in this room right now who are willing to take a seat at that table to testify in favor of Medicare for all, single payer. They should be at the table. You can't exclude what the majority of Americans want and the majority of doctors
want. Committee will be in order. Committee will stand in recess until the police can restore order.
Like the others, Russell McIver was charged with disruption of Congress. He was quick to respond, saying he charged Baucus with disrupting Congress, saying it once was a Democratic institution, now it's corrupt because of people like Baucus.
You have this lockdown on Capitol Hill where the corporations, the health insurance industry is in control. Senator Baucus has had 28 witnesses over the span of these two hearings, not one of which was a single-payer advocate. The reason is because the health insurance industry would be put out of business, and they control Senator Baucus and the senators on the Senate Finance Committee. So all we wanted that day last week was to pull up a seat at the table and put Dr. Flowers there so she could explain to the American people what single payer was about.
As I traveled through Montana recently, from Missoula to Helena to Bozeman, healthcare activists kept referring to Baucus as the money man. Montana State Senator Christine Kaufman sponsored an amendment to the Montana Constitution granting everyone in Montana the right to quality health care regardless of ability to pay, or health care as a human right. Well, it died in committee. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, a single-payer advocate, said his position will not likely prevail in Washington.
I guarantee you, I know the members of Congress, and it's not going to pass in this Congress. So there's certain things that can't happen right away, and this is one of them.
Well, that's if things remain business as usual. Mario Savio led the free speech movement on the UC Berkeley campus. In 1964, he famously said,
"There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working."
Unless you're free, the Baucus 13 might add to speak. The current official debate has locked single-payer options out of the discussion, but also escalated the movement from Healthcare Now to single-payer action to shut down the orderly functioning of the debate until single-payer gets a seat at the table. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.